No labels. They had that big event with Joe Manchin a few months back, or a number of months back, with St. Anselm College, one of our great partners out there, Institute of Politics. Will he run as a third party? But who knows? Could have a big impact. Aaron Rial, ABC News Radio national correspondent, being flexible this morning. Thank you, Aaron. Take it away.
Thank you. Yes, so no labels. And like you said, they don't yet have a candidate. Joe Manchin has been floated, Larry Hogan, John Huntsman. These are all names. But if you look at the money they've collected, their annual revenue last year was $21 million. It's pretty good. Not terrible. However, 80% of the group's total revenue came from 68 individual donors writing $100,000 checks. That's great. But if you want to call yourself the grass movement, you really, what it is, if you look at Bernie Sanders, if you look at RFK, love him or hate him, that's not the point I'm trying to make here. They were able to get so many people to write $5 checks and really come in with the volume, where it's like if you have less than 100 people writing big checks, it doesn't really show a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. And then beyond that, I think until you really solidify a candidate you want to run, it's hard to get people excited. And then even more than that, they can't even pick a candidate until they are on the ballot in all 50 states. Currently, they're only on the ballot in 12 states.
Yeah, and you know, I've had this discussion with some of the other analysts we have, Aaron, and I, no labels, I think we had one of their founders on the show not long ago, and he was saying that, well, we can wait till, you know, Super Tuesday, we have no rush. I don't agree. I think the way things are going is so fluid. I think the sooner, if they are going to run a third-party candidate, the sooner the better. Plus, they do have to get on as many states as they can.
Yeah, exactly. And again, you build that enthusiasm. You get people excited. And I keep going back to the RFK and the Bernie Sanders. They can be very polarizing for many, and not everyone loves them. Other people absolutely love them, adore them. And I think that that type of enthusiasm, love them or hate them, it's authenticity, and that's what people are so craving this go-round.
Yeah, and it's very fluid. I think it's more fluid than people think, but thank you.
Thank you.